If then you were raised with Christ, seek what is above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. The Lord be with you.
And
with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. The disciples said to Jesus, "Now you're talking plainly, and not in any figure of speech. Now we realize that you know everything, that you do not need to have anyone question you. Because of this, we believe that you came from God." Jesus answered them, "Do you believe now? Behold, the hour is coming and has arrived, when each of you will be scattered to his own home, and you will leave me alone. But I am not alone because the Father is with me. I told you this so you may have peace in me. In this world, you will have trouble. But take courage, I have conquered the world." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus.
Please be seated. Our Gospel is this beautiful reminder this morning that in life we are going to have difficult moments. There are going to be challenges. There's going to be times where our faith is stretched and questioned. But Jesus reminds us to not worry about it at the end of the day. Because there's nothing that you go through in life that's going to last forever. Because Jesus has already conquered this world for each and every one of us. So the moments of our lives when we feel overcome with worry or anxiety, or maybe we're in a moment of transition in our life, we need to trust that Jesus is going to take care of it at the end of the day. So we have a decision to make. We could put Jesus as our secondary person in our life, or we could make him our priority. That's why it's so important that we're at Mass every Sunday, to nurture our soul with the Eucharist, to spend time in prayer every day. So remember what this gospel tells us, that there's nothing in the world that we go through in life that we're not going to get through, because Jesus has already conquered this world for us. So what right now is giving you stress? What is making you anxious? And let's just spend some time in quiet prayer right now, asking Jesus to give us the strength that we need. So what are you stressed out about right now? And let's bring that to God.